Welcome back to another episode of Mebbin on the Mic. I am Kelly Hunter, and today I am joined by Sally Gordon, the Director of Community Change from United Way of Alamance County. Sally, how are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. So to start, can you tell me a little bit more about United Way and what is it that you guys do?
Definitely. So we are a nonprofit serving Alamance County residents. And what we do is we fundraise annually and we grant that money back out to the community, specifically to nonprofits. But we also use that funding to support some of our own internal programming.
And is there any specific examples of the current things that you're putting the money back into right now that you can tell us about?
Definitely. So one of our flagship programs is our tax time program, and that is a free state and federal income tax preparation program that we have actually been hosting at our office for over 10 years in Alamance County. So we offer that assistance to anyone making less than $58,000 a year and lives in Alamance. In reference to our work in Mebbin, we will be hosting a tax preparation site in Mebbin this year on Fridays. I believe the hours will be 9 to 1, but we'll publish that soon at the Mebbin Arts Center. So we'll be doing intake and tax preparation one day a week in Mebbin, as well as the food pantry calendar. We publish a distribution and served meal calendar every week on our social media pages every Friday. And those pantries and served meals, they span all the way across the county and include Mebbin pantries as well.
And for the tax program that you'll be hosting at the Mebbin Arts Community Center, is that free to the public?
Yes, that program is totally free. We prepare your taxes, file them for you, all of that good stuff.
That's awesome. So one thing I did have a question about, I see that you guys have values and you essentially want to focus on what binds the community together. You focus on communities, equality, partnerships, and measurable impact. Can you tell me what is your core values, how you guys implement them, and how you stick to them?
Definitely. So these are newly established values. We got together with our board of directors and staff and decided we needed some core values that we could not only present to the community, but guide everything we do and the work that we embark on. So we were really intentional when choosing these values, a lot of deep conversations with a few different folks, but communities being number one, everything we do is for the community, specifically Alamance County. All of the funding that we raise in the community stays in Alamance County, and we're really proud of that. Another really important one that we established was equity. We want to meet everybody where they are, provide them the resources that they need to be happy, healthy, functioning people in Alamance, and we know that means different things to everybody.
Would you say that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions? Because you mentioned that you guys try to keep the money within Alamance County. And from what I've heard or gathered, you know, a lot of organizations say that, but they don't actually keep to that motto. So I guess, is that your biggest misconception?
I think so. Especially with a name like United Way, we are not only nationwide, but we are all across the globe. So I think some people might think, well, gosh, I'm giving this money to United Way, but what is it actually doing and who is it actually serving? So we're really proud to say all of the money that we raise through corporate sponsorships, workplace campaigns, grants, all those ways that we fundraise stays in Alamance County and only serves folks that live in the county.
So I saw that your 2023 campaign is your Pitch and Give campaign. What exactly is that? Can you tell us more about it?
Yes. So that is the theme that we have decided for our campaign, Pitch In and Give, because we want to make it seem attainable and that any amount counts, whether you give a dollar a month, a dollar a day, $1,000 a month. It really goes a long way to serving your neighbors in Alamance County, helping people put food on their table, pay their rent, get their kids access to childcare, all of those really important things that we need to be happy, healthy people.
In Alamance County alone, what would you say Alamance County's biggest issue is that you guys give a large majority of the donations and money to?
So something that really bubbled up for us before COVID, but I think COVID really highlighted that, was just housing, whether it be affordable housing, safe housing, access to housing, keeping people in their homes, affording their rent, affording their mortgages, housing, shelter, really all of those things across the housing continuum. So we definitely fund some programs that are working in housing, but we've also established our own housing position, a housing strategy manager, to help lead initiatives in the community and be kind of the convener, pull the housing providers together, advocate, educate, all of those, I think, pieces that we were missing in Alamance to address the housing crisis.
Now, are there any housing communities within Mebane specifically that you guys are working with?
So we're really working all over the community. And some of the groups we're working with actually is a minister's group. And there are a few Mebane ministers because the churches in Alamance County provide a lot of financial assistance and financial support to folks that need it. So we're working on how we centralize that a little bit better and make the most out of the funding that we do have.
And for people looking to get involved and help out, what do you recommend? What's the best way for them to lend a hand, make a difference, see change?
Yeah, so giving obviously is a big way, but if you want to get a little more hands-on, we actually have a page on our website of volunteer opportunities, not only with United Way, but nonprofits all across the county. So you can go to our website in the upper right-hand corner. There is a whole volunteer page of nonprofits that you can get connected to.
And so when I was doing my research and looking into you all, I noticed that you have a 211 free resource. It is 24/7, 365 days out of the year. It's a free hotline. What exactly does it do? What can people call in and find out or ask or get help with?
Yes. So that is a phone number that our United Way supports locally for 211. And you can call that number and pretty much ask for any assistance that you can think of. Food pantries, childcare, employment assistance, rental or utility assistance, really any of those social services or social determinants of health that a lot of people in Alamance County have challenges with. And like you said, the phone number is free and it is also offered in multiple languages as well.
That's very nice because we have a lot of people of different ethnicities and nationalities that live in the area. So it is nice that we accommodate for everyone. Is there anything specifically now that school started back that you all have been working on or trying to make a difference in for the students who went back to school?
Yes, we were able to pull together some last minute childcare resources when we found out the schools were delayed. So we were really excited to be able to push that out. But another piece to the 211 that we hope is helpful for people is we develop a community guide. So we're able to see, and this is public data, what the most frequently called needs are in the community. So we pull those numbers together and put them in a trifold guide. And we always have a bunch at our office and try to pass them out throughout the community just so people can have on hand. They don't have to call 211, but could call some numbers directly should they need assistance.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head what some of those needs were, the top needed demands?
Yes, rent and utility assistance are always the top caller needs. I would say at least half the calls last time I checked are usually for rent or utility assistance.
And are there any assistance or programs you can think of right now that you specifically know about for rent and stuff like that that you do or help with?
Yes, we have a few agencies and it's hard because some of the funding, it's cyclical, but not always at the same time. So sometimes agencies will have rent assistance and sometimes they don't. So it really just depends. But to get the most accurate information, you can give our office a call or call 211 and we can direct you as needed.
And how many people are a part of the United Way of Alamance team? How many people are on your staff or volunteers?
So we are full-time, a mighty team of six, but we get the work done and try to be out in the community as much as possible, passing out resources, information. We try to attend food pantry distributions, any sort of resource distribution that we can to pass out information about 211, as well as our tax preparation program.
And do you all help people with their taxes now, other than the preparation program? Are there any other tax programs that you have for them?
So we can help folks get connected if they have any like legal issues or just need some advocacy assistance. We can direct them to different programs locally. But for the most part, our program is just the income tax preparation and free filing.
Gotcha. Well, all of those are super helpful. So in your vision statement, you guys envision a community that comes together to break down barriers, eliminate inequalities, and end poverty. What have been the biggest struggles in the past couple years, in your opinion, or that you've seen?
Yes, and that's a pretty bold statement, ending poverty, but we are really intentional about that. I think it's just the needs are continuing to grow. We see inflation, housing prices, rental prices, childcare prices, food prices, everything is going up. So the needs are just continuing to get amplified. So if there's ever a time to give or volunteer with a nonprofit, now is definitely that time.
And with the holidays quickly approaching, are there any big holiday drives or volunteer opportunities available?
Yes, we'll definitely keep a pulse on that and we'll push that out, whether it be big food pantry drives or collections. We definitely try to keep that timely. Thanksgiving and Christmas are really big ones. So we'll definitely put stuff on our social media.
That sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Sally, for joining me today. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We got to learn a little bit more about the United Way of Alamance County and what specifically they are doing here in our region. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you have a great rest of the week.
Thank you so much.